Welcome back to the Press Box and our weekly Saturday racing preview show, hosted by my great friend, as always, Mr. Dave Fuzzy Baker.
Jainer, great talking to you and great visiting with you again. Before we get going, let's tell our listeners that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Ellis Park, by Brisnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Mr. McLean, big week at Churchill Downs, as we know. And today, let's go ahead and take a look as Sally's Curlin, an obligatory, gets set to square off in the Grade 3 Chalukie.
The Grade 3 Chalukie Stakes will kick off our preparations for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And the wrap up to the Churchill Downs November meet, which is always festive in its own right. A lot of goodies on the table, so to speak, including the Grade 1 Clark, which will be the last race for Maxfield, or the planned last race for Maxfield before he heads off to stud duty. But before we get there, Grade 3 Chalukie, which is, you know, a very nice race, got some very nice horses in it, and you just mentioned two of them. Judd Mott's Homebred Obligatory, who won that Grade 2 Eight Bells back on Kentucky Oaks Day at the odds of 16-1. He'll be back. And, of course, the very nice older race mare, Sally's Curlin, for the barn of Dale Romans, owned in part by my good friend Corey Johnson and the CJ Thoroughbreds team of Mike Renfro and Mike Ells. They'll be trying to add to their impressive resume as well, Buzzy.
Okay, so you talked about those two. How do you see this race playing out?
Well, you know, Sally Scarlin is such a deep, deep, deep closer. She only runs one way, and that is from the back, and she only makes one run, and sometimes she gets there, and sometimes she doesn't. She gets Brian Hernandez in the saddle here from post two, and I think that's a big plus for her. Buzzy, in the 36th running of the Chalukie, I just think that he does such an outstanding job. There's a top field of eight fillies in here, but I think that Brian Hernandez is having a really good meet. He's had a really good year. He fits this filly well. I think Obligatory coming in from trainer Bill Mott. She finished second in the Grade 1 Acorn as well. She was the second in the Grade 1 Cotillion. I think from class alone this year, she's the horse to meet. I don't know if anybody can beat her getting the services of Joel Rosario, the world's best rider today, I think, Joel Rosario. I think if she gets beat, it's really going to be an upset. But there's a horse in here we have not mentioned yet, Buzzy.
Yes.
I think could be the upset special.
Lay it on me, brother.
I think Matera, owned by Don Alberto Stable and trained by our good friend Brad Cox. Matera won the Groupie Doll down at Ellis Park, also won a stake up at Indiana Grand. I happened to be there that day at Indiana Grand, saw her in person. She's a beautiful, beautiful gray filly, four-year-old. She's going to get Laurent Giroux, the go-to rider for Brad Cox, back in the saddle. I think if there's an upset to be had, Matera could be the one doing it. But I'm going to go with Obligatory on top and probably Boxer in a strong box with Matera.
Okay, so there you have it. And, of course, you can get all of Gene's picks at Churchill Downs. You can get them at thepressboxlts.com. And don't forget, lots of racing action coming up this week at Churchill Downs. And, of course, check out the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, a fabulous Thanksgiving Day buffet as well. If you don't want to mess with the cooking and everything and people in your house, come on out and bet the ponies. Have a great day and a great meal and a great setting at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Ellis Park, by Brisnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great Thanksgiving week. There are so many things that I am thankful for, but right at the top of that list are the friendship of wonderful people like you in L.A. and hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Well, as you as well, my great friend. It's a lifetime in the making, and you and Miss Donna, and we look forward to seeing you all soon. Me and Mama McLean, 91 years young, will be right there on Thanksgiving Day with my
love
sister
it.
And my brother-in-law, eating some of the best turkey and dressing and all the amenities
accoutrements.
That go along with it, right there at the LTS. Accoutrements.
Yes.
You know, a little giblet gravy to go along with that turkey. And, you know, come on down and see us. You know, one of the best things we had, Chairman of the Racing Commission, John Rabinowitz, in this week, Thursday night. His partner, Charlie O'Connor, from over at Coolmore. I saw Garrett O'Rourke from Judmont Farms in the building this week. We had Michelle Lovell, winner of the first LTS Stakes on Thursday night. So the racing community's coming in. Come on down and join us. We're going to have a big time.
We'll do it. Love you, my friend. Have a great week.
You too. Give my regards to Miss Donna. Love you, brother, and see you soon.
Take care.
See you, bud.